I hope the next two confessions don't make me a bad Canadian. I wasn't sure what the fight phrase Canadians have adopted during the Canada-US trade war meant, that being, elbows up. I had to go to my sports-loving friends who educated me that it basically means we're ready for a fight. In a hockey game, it has come to mean, to protect yourself or fight back. So, it's the perfect diss and has taken over social media. The second admission is that, prior to all this political drama, I had never, of my own accord, watched a leadership convention, of any party. I always found them a bit of a snooze-fest, but on Sunday night it was must-see TV. This was Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's final speech as the leader, and I admit him getting emotional made me emotional. I can just imagine that leaving the most powerful job in the land before you really wanted to has to be difficult. Leaving policy aside, there were two times when I fully supported and, in fact, counted on the Prime Minister to do the right thing. One was during COVID, when nobody knew what to do. I admit that I looked forward to what I believe were daily news briefings when he'd come out his front door and update us on the latest statistics and ever-changing rules about the pandemic. I felt comforted that there was an adult in the room looking out for our best interests. The second time was when he came out strong and hard against US President Donald Trump in the wake of the tariffs. I wanted a leader to talk tough and show a backbone. In my opinion, Trudeau did both. Also speaking at the Liberal Leadership Convention was former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien. Now at 91, he's lost none of his fire. My favorite line of the night was when he spoke directly to Trump regarding the tariffs. From one old guy to another, stop the nonsense. Then came the backhanded compliment. Donald Trump should be given the Order of Canada for uniting Canada like never before. How long until he shows up to get his award thinking we meant it? Chrétien is right, though. We are all standing up to a bully. Consumers are buying Canadian and purposely not buying American. When snowbirds are cancelling trips to the sunshine and regular Canadians are saying no to American destinations during March break, and taking trips either here at home or in Europe, then you know they struck a nerve. A man who has never held elected office was chosen in a landslide as the new Liberal leader. In his first speech, Mark Carney came out swinging against Trump saying, he's attacking Canadian families, workers and businesses and we cannot let him succeed and we won't. In trade as in hockey, Canada will win. Whether Carney becomes the next prime minister depends on results of an upcoming federal election. As an aside, can I just say both Trudeau's daughter Ella Grace and Carney's daughter Cleo, who introduced their dads, were so impressive. Both were poised, well-spoken, in control and lovely. Watch for those names on a future ballot. I'm sad to admit it has taken a crisis to get my full attention, but now I am fully awake, more aware and learning. Elbows up. I'll be getting the t-shirt.